This is Market Masterminds with Lauren Carmouche at anzocapital.com. This week on the podcast, despite controversies surrounding trade relations between the US and its trade partners, growth continued to climb for the second quarter of 2018. At the same time, crude oil stockpiles continue to fall at Cushing in Oklahoma, providing support for WTI. And finally, as the biggest exporter of oil to the US, Canada's economic growth figures were released. Consumer confidence in the US appears to have resulted in support for the economy in the 3 months ending June. GDP figures beat expectations to reach an annual rate of 4.2% growth in the second quarter. The result was due to a fall in imports and a rise in spending on software. Later that day, crude oil inventories were released and the drawdown on oil stocks was larger than forecast at 2.6 million barrels for the week ending August 24th. Supplies of Iranian crude oil tempered global oil prices. However, a new set of sanctions from the US will likely hamper Iranian supplies. And to finish up the week, we had GDP figures from Canada, and despite falling short of expectations at 2.9% growth for the quarter, the figure still represents the fastest acceleration for the economy during the year. The rise was attributed largely to the 12% rise in exports, which is the highest demand for Canadian products in 4 years. However, one concern for the Bank of Canada will be the slowdown in business investment. So that is our roundup for last week's major trading events. If you have enjoyed this podcast, do be sure to check back later in the week. We will have another market preview for you and we will prepare you for the trading week ahead. Or you can have a look at our podcast area on anzocapital.com. Also, we love to hear your comments, feedback and suggestions, so do be sure to write to us at research@anzocapital.com. I'm Lauren Carmouche. You've been listening to Financial Market Masterminds at anzocapital.com.